Hello, my fearless friends. Happy Friday or whatever day it is that you are beginning to listen to this. I am currently cleaning up all of my stuff so that I am ready to head out in the morning to a conference that I am so excited about. But I obviously wanted to make sure that I could hop on and record this intro for Jesse's podcast, which I am so excited about. I loved our conversation so much. Just because we were conversational and there were just different points throughout our conversation where there were just different pauses. And I was like, whoa, like so often in conversation, we want to fill those pauses with different words and like all of that stuff. But like, as I was just going through it and editing it, I was like, I'm going to leave this. And I had messaged her and I was like, I just loved how authentic our conversation was and how just like real it was, because like we were both just really thinking about our responses, and like that is what conversation should be like. And it just made my heart so happy when I was re-listening to it. So I am just so excited for you guys to hear from her. This is Jessie Boone. She is the artist behind Created With Heart Shop over on Etsy. She makes hand-painted and personalized products that she hopes will remind women that they are created with heart by their maker and that he wants a personal relationship with them. And y'all, that is so powerful. Like, oh, it's so great, and I'm so excited. And yeah, so without further ado, let's just get into this episode. Welcome to the Fearlessly Fit Faith Podcast. Here you are going to be encouraged in truth equipping you to experience the fullness of this life that Christ has for you. You will be encouraged to lead fearlessly in obedience to God, to be fit in every aspect of your whole person, and to also have the faith to pursue what God has for you. How? Well, by hearing stories of women who are taking steps to lead well in whatever they do, whether they be a photographer, teacher, content creator, business owner, honestly, whatever it is, we want to reach your heart to encourage you to lead whole in the area that God has you leading in. We're all leaders, and here you will be encouraged to lead whole. Okay, so first, tell us some about you and what you do.
So I am Jessie, and I am the maker behind Created With Heart Shop over on Etsy, and I hand paint Bibles, clipboards, which are kind of unexpectedly my most popular thing. I was not expecting that to happen. And I also do digital art prints, and my like purpose behind creating these things is to remind women through these handmade products that they are created with heart by their maker, by Jesus, and to inspire them to live a more creative and hearty lifestyle that points back to God, since we're all made and created in his image.
I love that so much, and like I just love your stuff in general. It's just so pretty.
Oh, thank you.
But just like Created With Heart, just like that fact and just like what you bring into that, like there's so much beauty in like God's created pieces. And when we create in the way that he like has made us to create, it's just like even more beautiful.
Yeah, I feel like we're most like God, or when we are using the creative gifts that he's given us, like, yes. We're created to create.
Yeah, for sure. And I love that. And I'm always like trying to figure out myself. I'm like, okay, how could I best like put out this creativity that he's put within me? So
yes,
I love that. Okay, question number two. So how did you find this passion? Did something spark it, or has it always been a passion of yours?
Well, I feel like I've always been an artistic person, like even as a young kid, but I never thought that would lead me to opening up an Etsy shop or like trying to pursue this on like a full-time basis. So when I was deciding like what I was going to to study and like what I wanted to do with my life whenever I was in high school, I actually almost went to the Art Institute of Houston because I've just always loved art, and for some reason that I don't know why, 15-year-old me got this idea that pursuing anything creative or artistic that I loved was like a selfish endeavor, and that it wasn't like a responsible enough career choice. Like, I wasn't going to be able to make any money doing that. And so I kind of like let that go and I went another route. I went and got my education in psychology and social work. And even though I love those things and I enjoyed studying those things, I don't feel like I'm completely at home doing that. I feel like art is definitely something that God has created me to do and that He's given me the gift to do. And so I really want to just keep pursuing that and see how He grows this.
Back to what you said about like being a 15-year-old and like thinking that it wouldn't be like a good career choice to do something in art. I honestly feel like so, well, no, I'm pretty, it's probably a fact. Like so many of us feel that way because it's like we have to go to college and get this degree that we're going to make a bunch of money in. And like that's life. But at the end of the day, that's not really what matters. Like what matters is that we're serving people, you know, through what it is that we're passionate about. And so I've been thinking about that too, because I also got my degree in social work, which, you know, my bachelor's degree. And it's not that I don't want to help people because I love helping people. It's just that the social work field to me, it kind of limits me in like what I want to
Thank
do.
you.
So like
Thank you for saying that.
I'm like, this isn't me. So
Yes. Like, I love helping people. Like, I know that that's what I'm put here on this earth to do, but I'm also put here to create, and I can can all combine whatever it is that you're passionate about with your mission to help people, and it doesn't have to look like one linear way, like I kind of feel it is, it's social work.
I'm like, in social work, it's one way or the highway, kind of. But yeah, so that's something that I've been kind of like trying to figure out in this last year. Like, how do I combine my passion for Jesus, but then also just combining that with caring for the whole person and just like helping people to just like truly care for who they are, which is social work, because we have a lot of emotional baggage and like spiritual baggage and just like all of that. So it's a lot, and it would take my social work skills, but it's just like
On a whole
figuring
new
out how to
level.
take those steps.
And I feel like once you like package up all of this, all of this knowledge and the skills that we have in social work, and you package it up in a way that like brings Jesus into it, like you're helping people even more. Like, you're giving people more of a gift. Like, you're like changing their lives on a whole new level.
That's so true. Man, oh, I just got like so excited. Like, I can't wait to see the ways in which we like just both incorporate just caring for people and like living out our artsy lives, you know? Oh man, that's gonna be awesome. So why is it important to you and the people you serve? Your business, sorry.
So, I think my purpose behind my shop is really just relatable to anybody. Like, we all want to feel valued and know we're loved and know that we are uniquely designed and placed on this earth for a person. And so I think that the things that I create will relate well to people who are already believers, because that's pointing them back to God. And then to people who may not know the gospel yet, it's that invitation. And I really just want to make sure that everything that I do is always that is always an invitation back to the truth of the gospel. And yeah, and if nobody ever buys anything from me ever again, if that's what they walk away with, then that's what I've been put here to do, and I've accomplished that.
Yeah. Yeah. All about reaching the one. All about reaching the one. That has just like truly changed the way that I serve, because I can be like a big picture person and it's like, man, I want to reach all these people, and not like in a selfish way, but like I just, my heart is for people. So if I like steer away from like focusing on that one, then I'm just like all discombobulated.
Yeah.
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 But I love that. Okay, yeah, next question. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, keep going. Go.
No, I was going to say the next question. You can go.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, I think when we, you know, also too, like, when we get reminding people that they're loved, like, invites them to live like they're loved, and, like, that really changes the way that you live your life. And so, like, keeping that in mind, like what you were saying about the one person, like trying to love that one person really well, and so that they can live like they're loved, because that makes them radically like live differently.
Yes, it does. And just like from just my life experience, when I found like good community and like I just like spent time with them, like just grasping what God's word meant for me, like the love that they showed me as an individual, it helps so much, and it grows mm-hmm. us so much to see that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's definitely so important. Okay, next question. So how did you get started?
So about 2 years ago, I guess, right before I started my graduate program, I just started posting my artwork on Instagram for fun. I didn't really know that you could build this like community on Instagram, or that there were artistic people out there. I just was kind of like in my own little bubble and was just like posting things for fun. And so people began to ask me, like, do you have a shop? Like, where can I buy what you make? And I never ever thought about that before. And so I knew I wanted my shop to have a deeper purpose behind it than just being a place where people could come buy things. Mm-hmm. So I just started praying about what I was supposed to name it, and that's when God gave me the name Created with Heart and this bigger vision behind it. So while I was in school, I couldn't really invest or like spend time on it like I had hoped, and so it just kind of existed. But now that I have more time and more resources to pour back into it, I'm really excited for how to make this even, I don't know, just to grow it and see what all that it can become.
Yeah, that's gonna be so awesome. Wow, I always do this. I always blank. There was something that you said. Oh, community. I feel like whenever I have an interview, I always talk about community with people. But just how you said, like, there is community to be found on mm-hmm. Instagram. Like, yeah. I've met, like, so many amazing people who are just, yes. like, doing cool things, i.e. yes. you. Like, it's just, it's so awesome. And yes. we get to choose, like, what we do with it.
Yeah. And you get to choose your community. Like, you...
Right.
Can choose who you surround or who you see on your feed. And if it's not uplifting you, like you don't have to see that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so cool. Do you follow Gary Vee?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So he's like an entrepreneur and I guess motivator. And I'm pretty sure he posted this today, but he, in the post, I read that people think that being like fake and like kind of like showing off started with Instagram, But, like, people have done that for so long, you know? It's, like, because we get the nice car to, like, look a certain way. The nice house to look a certain way. Yeah. And it's, like, nope, that didn't start with Instagram. It started way back when, you know? Like, people have always wanted to do that. So, again, it's just, like, picking and choosing, like, who you want to surround yourself with.
Yes, it makes a big difference.
Yes, total tangent though. but yes, I love your getting started story, and just like, I'm so glad that you get to put more time into it now. I love seeing all that you're doing, and
thank you.
I probably won't stop saying that. But yes, it's just so cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So next question, what are some struggles that you've had in your business and how did you push through?
I think it was mainly just getting started because I felt so overwhelmed. I remember just going on Pinterest and trying to figure everything out. And it was just like, okay, well, you need to have a blog and you need to do this and you need to do that. And I had no idea what I was doing. And I still don't really know. I'm just learning and figuring it out as I go. But now that I feel that I'm kind of like, I have a foundation, I have noticed that it's really easy for me to get overwhelmed by comparison now. And just like comparing myself to other people that I see on Instagram and wondering like, well, why can't I be where she's at yet? Instead of like celebrating their success and being grateful for where I am, it just makes it really like I struggle with being content with where I'm at right now while I'm in the process of hopefully one day making this like my full-time income.
Yeah, I have been kind of like in the same boat because it's like I look around and I do this so often because I think so much about everything, but I look around and I'm like, man, like I don't want to be like in the place that I'm in. And I get too focused on like not wanting to be where I am that I get frustrated. And then in that, and then I don't think of ways to like get out of that, you know?
Yes. And I think it's just like way easier to focus on the future and plan than it is to like sit in the present and like be in your reality. And but I think there's a lot to be learned when we can just like sit in the present that we're in and learn from where God has us. But man, that's really hard.
Yeah, it really is. And then you also said that you don't know what you're doing, and like I always feel that way, but like I just think that so much good stuff comes from the moments when we just like don't know what we're doing, you know?
because then when it works, you're like, okay, well, I know that wasn't me,
right? Exactly. Yeah, like that's just how we know that he's part of it, and like he's just like totally looking out for us and like what we're doing. So yeah, that's just like so awesome. Okay, so has there ever been a time where it felt like you didn't have any support from others, and what did you do?
For sure. So I feel like I've always kind of like, I don't know, maybe dreamed a little bit bigger than other people. And so when I was just starting this shop like 2 years ago, at the time, I was dating this guy, and then we eventually ended up getting engaged. And I remember we were in the car for a while. And so I just had this thought that I was going to ask him, like, what his pet peeve of mine was, like, thinking that it wasn't going to be anything, like, major. I was like, oh, it's just, he's going to say I'm a bad driver or something like that. Mm-hmm. And his answer was that, you dream too big and that you're not very realistic, and like that really bothers me. And I was just kind of taken aback because I was not expecting that. And So that kind of like messed with my head for a while, and just realizing that when people say that, it's because maybe they can't dream that big for themselves, and it has nothing to do with me. It
Yeah.
has it, and not everyone is like a safe person for you to go to and share your dreams with, and that's okay. Like, we're not meant to share everything with everybody, but that just like goes back to like what you were saying about community and like why that's so important to be around people who are safe for you to dream a little bigger and to encourage you to make those things a reality.
Wow, that is like so crazy. I don't know what if I would do, like, if somebody told me, like, hey, you dream too big. Like, that's just insane. Like, how can you not dream big? Like, there's so much out there for us to like have, you know? And it's not about like all about us having it, but like having that and then making something good out of it and like giving it back to others. Like, there's so much stuff out there. That's
Exactly.
crazy.
And so thankfully, we did not end up getting married, praise God, but that was just that took a lot to work through, but thankfully, like, I feel like I'm now being able to like surround myself with the right people who have a bigger mindset and
Yeah.
who really like encourage me and cheer me on in these things, and praise God for that.
Yeah. Wow. That's just so crazy and like mind-blowing. What in the world? Okay, so what has been your favorite project?
I don't know if I necessarily have like a particular project, but I absolutely love making like painting Bibles for people. Like, when I see an order come through for one of those, like, I get so excited because I know that like this is going to be a part of someone's like walk with God. And
Oh, yeah.
even though like everything I make, like, I put a lot of heart into, I feel like I just get to like pour way more into this whole process because I just get to like pray for them and pray about like what God will reveal to them through the pages of this Bible. And I just really love making personal Bibles for people because I hope that it's like it's a reminder of the personal relationship God wants to have with them. And that just makes me so excited to get these to people.
Yeah, that's so special to like be a part of that journey, you know, like having the Bible, like painting it. And oh man, I remember there was like a time at church over the summer where we had somebody come in and she like painted through the service. I don't know why I
Oh,
thought
that's
of
so
that.
cool. That's so cool.
Yeah, but there's just like so much beauty through, like, even just like the stroke of the brush, you know, like there's beauty in that. And like, it's like a prayer in a way because, like, what you're painting is it represents him. Oh, that's awesome. I love that.
I love it.
Oh. Okay, so one last question that I forgot to add for you, but it is just, is there any one piece of advice that you would have for the listeners?
I know this is gonna sound like maybe cheesy, but this was like advice that was given to me, and I know it really like changed my perspective. When I was going through something like a couple years ago, someone told me like you just have to do it scared, and it's okay. Like, as long as you do it, it doesn't matter how you're feeling inside, because like when you're doing the thing and you're doing it scared and you're still doing it, like, that means like you have to tap into his, like, the Lord's strength and not your own. And that was just, like, kind of mind-blowing to me at the time. And I know, like, I don't know, I see that phrase a lot now, like, just do it scared. But that was, like, really, like, life-changing for me in a way.
Yeah. I've heard that a couple times, too. And, like, the first thing that just comes to my mind is that I love a challenge, but, like, when we do it scared, we grow so much in those moments, you know?
Yes.
And it's just, like, it's so amazing to take that step, be so scared about it, but then, like, turn around and, like, look at what came from it, you know?
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah, that's just awesome. Like,
yeah. And I feel like sometimes, like, the Lord is going to use the people who, like, think they can't do it the most to show them, like, how much he can, you know, what he can do. And I think there's, like, power in that.
Yeah, so much power, for sure. Yeah, I just love the way that he moves, because it always blows our mind, you know? Like, we just never expect it. And he uses, like, the most inobvious things, so that's just so cool as well. But, okay, that was the last question. I just want to thank you for being on the podcast and let you say goodbye to the listeners really quick.
All right. Well, thank you so, so much for having me. And this was a lot of fun.
Yes, I'm so glad we did it.
Me too.
Thank you, friend, for listening to another Fearlessly Fit Faith podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, share with a friend, or tell a friend about the podcast, rate and review the podcast, and then check out the show notes just in case there's anything new for you to keep up with.